morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is Saturday, 10 June, the year of our Lord, 2017. Today is open line / caller's choice. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. This means, folks, call in, talk about anything you want to. If you live in a major city, today could get interesting. Act for America is holding anti-Sharia marches throughout the country. I believe it's 20 cities at the last count. I could be wrong on that, and I'm not sure which ones they are. I know Atlanta, New York City, the normal ones, the normal big cities. And, of course, Antifa, the American Communist Party, I forgot their official name, Workers of America, I think, and various other groups, Muslim groups, are planning on counter-protest. You know, how dare somebody protest against female genital mutilation or protest of having your head cut off with a dull knife or your Christmas party machine gun? You know, Southern Poverty Law Center says everybody that's against this is a bigot. They're even calling the Oath Keepers anti-American, a group which I am proudly a member of, that vows to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Actually, I'll wear that as a badge of honor, to be considered a hate monger or whatever, a bigot, whatever the Southern Poverty Law Center wants to call us. I'd say bring it on. Anyway, folks, other than that, domestically, we don't have a whole lot going on, really. I mean, we've got this Comey circus that is a big nothing, in my opinion. All it does is vindicate, from what I've seen, what Trump has been saying all along. He didn't obstruct justice. He expressed a personal opinion. Wow, if that's obstructing justice, I better start keeping my mouth shut, and Lori, too. Speaking of Lori, Lori, what are you watching this week?
What am I watching?
Yeah, what are you looking at? What's on your radar?
Not a whole lot. You know, you were talking about all these anti-Sharia marches.
Yeah.
I remember last year they were trying to teach the kids in school here, you know, that Sharia was a good thing, you know, and how peaceful the people were. And I'm like, no. I really think that people that don't know how they are should actually do their homework before they try telling our children how they are. Anybody who knows about Sharia law knows that, you know, to them it says it's okay to go out and rape and kill women. It's also said that it's okay for them to rape young men. You know, I mean,
yeah, Boy Thursday. Remember what Kelly told us about in Afghanistan, Boy Thursday? As long as they haven't reached puberty, it's cool.
No, it's not cool. You know, it's not cool. Like I said, the American people especially just need to do their homework on this, because not too long ago, I also had someone tell me that it was okay and that their city was going to vote that it was right to have Sharia law and everything else. And I had to let her know how they are, really, you know, and what Sharia law allows. And if you vote for it, then it says it's okay to do it here. You know what? In my book, it's not okay to do it here.
No, I agree with you 100%. You take a little seven or eight, you know, this female genital mutilation gets to me. You take a little 7 or 8 year old girl And from what I've read, and I don't know if this is true, but without any kind of anesthetic, and you remove the clitoris with a pair of scissors, the way I understand it, or I guess a knife, and expect that child to grow up having a normal life. And this is completely acceptable. This is child torture, in my opinion. The idea that because you don't like who your sister or daughter is dating, it's completely acceptable to kill that person, that woman, because she brings disgrace on the family, supposedly. These people just ain't right, Lori.
Well, for some reason, but for some reason they think they are. But, you know, to hurt a small child, you know, to attack a small child in that way because your law says it's okay, it's not okay.
Well, I agree it's not okay. It's plain and simple wrong. You know, if somebody tried to do that to our granddaughters, they'd about get the words out of their mouth, and they would probably be dead if they were in my presence. It's that simple. You know, that's all there is to it. And, you know, I'll go back to what I've been saying for 30 years, and you can verify I've been saying it for 30 years. Islam is incompatible with Western civilization. It simply will not work. You know, you can read the Quran, which I don't necessarily recommend, but you can look up individual things in it. You can read the Hadith, and lying is quite acceptable as long as it promotes Islam. And Islam is not a religion, by the way. It is a political structure based on dominization and colonialization. You know, Islam means submission. It doesn't mean peace. It means submission. Look it up for yourself, folks. I mean, this Islamic thing, you know, I don't care what I'm labeled. I don't care what people think about me. You know, call me a bigot. I'm not bigotive against any race. Never have been. Hell, there's three in me. But the bottom line is, it's a political system. It is not a religion. It might be practiced as a religion, but the whole idea of Islam is to conquer the world and convert everybody to Islam, or in the alternative, to tax them or to kill them. Those are the three choices that Islam gives: death, taxes, or conversion. There are no other choices in Islam. And the sooner people start to figure that out, the better things will be for everybody. And by the way, Lori, I don't have a computer. Mine overheated in this heat. So you're going to have to watch Skype for me.
Okay.
So go ahead. Yeah, go ahead with whatever comments you got, Lori. I'm talked out for a second.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, on this note, like you, I just encourage the American people to please do your research on Sharia law. And if you're living in a town or state that's thinking about accepting Sharia law, then I encourage you to think twice about it and really seriously do your homework. Don't let the Muslim people tell you what their Sharia law is, because the things that they're not going to tell you are, you know, like I just said, it's okay to rape women. It's okay to kill them. They think of women as basically cattle, where the American people here and the farmers, you know, now, cattle is our food. It's not something that we go out and we beat, okay?
Actually, the cattle got it better than Muslim women do, Lori.
Yeah, they do. But then we're not cruel to our animals. We shouldn't be cruel to each other as people as well. Sharia law also tells the man that it's okay to beat his wife like a mule.
Right. In fact, it's encouraged by the Imams.
Really, we the American people do not want here in our country. So you tell them that it's okay to have their practice of Sharia law go along with it, you know, once they've come here, it's wrong. Now, this is my opinion. I might be wrong, but, you know, if other
you're not wrong, Lori. You are not wrong, sweetie.
If all the callers want to call in and give their opinion of what they know about Sharia law or, you know, what they think, that'd be great. Number is 1-800-313-9443. Don't wait till the last half hour because we get backed up with callers. So, but no, like I said, just please do your homework. Do your research on it. If you have a friend who's a Muslim, who you think is going to tell you the truth, then sure, ask them. I'm not saying all Muslim people lie, just like I'm not going to tell you that all Americans don't lie. But for your peace of mind, I would definitely research it, you know, to find out what you can. And if you think that what they're wanting to pass in your city or your state is okay with you, then, you know, by all means. But if you don't, then you need to stand up for yourself, your children, and your grandchildren, and generations to come. Otherwise, you know, this is going to happen. So,
well, Lori, what I believe is going to happen. Now, this is my folks. I am not making a prediction. What I'm looking at is what I consider to be what's going to most likely happen. It's not a prediction. I'm not saying when or where. But what I believe is going to happen is eventually there's going to be an attack so horrific by these people against a Western country, be it the UK or Sweden or Switzerland or Germany or here in the US or whatever, that is going to be so horrific that it will require action against Muslims as a whole. I believe that will eventually happen. And then I believe it will be an all-out war between them and us. That's how I see it. Now, I could be wrong. Like I said, it's not a prediction. That's what I just see happening in the long run. What do you think, Corey?
I think it's a good possibility. I really do.
Well, you know, I just think that this is where it's ultimately leading to. I mean, even Prime Minister May, after last Saturday's attack, which happened basically a few hours after we went off the air last week, said enough is enough, you know, and that wasn't that horrific of an attack. I mean, believe me, it was bad. It was very bad, but it wasn't, you know, an earth-shattering attack. It wasn't as bad as San Bernardino, but, you know, even somebody as liberal as she is, even though she considers herself a conservative, you know, said it was time to rethink some of their laws on people's rights. And I think she's about 15 years too late or better, personal opinion. Of course, being part of the European Union, the UK was required to let an unlimited stream of people in a year. I forgot how many it was. I think it was close to 1 million from these Middle Eastern countries. You know, these refugees are all are mostly military-age men, the 25-year-olds that claim to be 17, that go to high school in Europe, you know, those people. You know, enough is enough. It's ridiculous. You know, the leader of the group that did last Saturday's attack had even been featured on the BBC, and he was shown holding an Islamic State flag. You know, I understand that Scotland Yard is overworked. MI5 is way understaffed. But they, you know, I still think, you know, the guy appearing on national television holding an Islamic flag, maybe, you know, I'm not second-guessing law enforcement, but maybe, just maybe, they should have picked him up and put him in jail for a while. What do you think?
You know, unlike you,
somebody dropped the ball.
You think? Well, America's always let other nations, you know, in. Always.
But, well, not during World War II, we didn't.
Well, right, but, and we've always told most people that it's okay to believe the way you were raised, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
And to practice your beliefs, well, except for the Native Americans, you know, there's still some things that technically we can't do.
Well, you're right, Lori.
This Sharia law, I just really wish people would do their homework on it before they talk about it, because it's not a good thing. Trust me.
Well, you know, really, let's go through a few examples, okay? Between practicing and, you know, literally what the Quran says, we look at these suicide bombers. Now, following their belief system, these suicide bombers, the way I read the Quran, will be in hell for a very long time, because each and every one of the people that they killed in these terrorist attacks, be it suicide bombings, shootings, knifings, running a big truck down a bridge and mowing people down, each one of these people should have been given a trial before they were killed. And so there, a lot of them are not even doing what the Quran says. Now, I have not read the entire Quran. I certainly have only read little bits and pieces of the Hadith. But, you know, the problem is you got these imams telling people what to do. And in these Muslim countries, Lori, you only have about a 15% literacy rate from what I've read. They can't read the Quran themselves, most of them. Some of them can. But they go with what their imams say, which is, go kill people. Now, one of the imams, I believe it was the imam or whatever the title is, Mufti, I believe it is, of Jerusalem, flat out came out and said about 2 years ago that we're going to take over Europe by immigration. Basically, to put it in a nutshell, I'm paraphrasing, the Muslims are going to outbreed the natives of Europe. Okay, folks, we have a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Call-in number is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today is Saturday in June, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Today is caller's choice / open lines. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you folks to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival, all one word, .info, I-N-F-O. Tons of free information there, tons of free downloads. There's a link to Jim McKinney's water filters on the right-hand side of every page. Also there you can see the index above those water filters by clicking on the picture of the flash drive, the index for our survival library. We've got, I believe, 8 left in stock right this minute and ready to ship. They are $59.95, and that includes shipping. For the U.S., $77.95 for anywhere in the world, and if there's any extra in shipping, we cover that. You might want to take a look at that. Click on the picture of the flash drive. The index is on the page it goes to, and you can see for yourself that there's 1,570 documents, all of which could be quite useful. Not just when things go bad, but, you know, general things in life. So anyway, take a look at that website if you want. Lori, we've been talking about Sharia law for the first 20 minutes, so let's go a different direction. Enough of the bad stuff. Let's talk about some of the good stuff. You know, we can go gardening, food preservation, whatever you want. What do you want to do?
whatever you want is fine, sweetie. You've been in the hospital for the last few shows, so what direction would you like to go today?
Well, folks, I don't even know what the term is, but I'd love your input, where you basically take your farm or your property, whatever, and make it, there is a word for it, I just don't know it, and make it so that it is, so it all works together. In other words, you have a garden up that's on top of a hill, the water that you use on it, what's not used flows down to a another garden or something, or a water catching area where you can recycle the water. We can talk about Wallapini greenhouses, which is something I desperately want to build, but it hasn't worked out yet. We can go any direction that anybody wants to. I know we got a break coming up here in just a minute, but folks, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we'll go anywhere you want. We can talk about tree law if you want to. We can talk about gardening. We can talk about canning. We can talk about animal husbandry. We can talk about hatching baby ducks. The sky's the limit. We can go anywhere you want to. I mean, we can even talk about diesel tractors if we want.
Hatching baby ducks, huh? As our granddaughter says. As our granddaughter says, they're so cute.
Yeah, they are. I got to admit, they are cute. They also taste good when they grow up. So, yeah, we can talk about how you hatch eggs, how to build an incubator out of trash and it not cost you about $10. We can talk about all of those things.
That's true.
Yeah, right now, folks, we can hatch 1,500 eggs at a time. We got two old refrigerators we turned into incubators, and they both work perfectly. We're only using one this year because that's all we need. Having a hard time getting hatching eggs. So, anyway, yeah, give us a call, 800-313-9443. Don't worry, apparently, it's such a beautiful day that people are outside instead of listening to the radio, which is fine. I don't blame them. I plan on getting outside myself. What'd you say, Ori?
I said it's possible. I do understand that I spoke with my sister yesterday. And Florida finally got some rain. Well, back and...
Hey,
what type you...
All right, we'll continue your thought right after the break. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Morning. You are listening to Rural Survival with Tim and Lori Spencer, and today is Caller's Choice. We'll discuss and talk about anything you want to talk about. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, the number, 1-800-313-9443. And we have a caller on the line, Wes in Idaho.
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
sounds like we're on a subject maybe of domestic violence. I can contribute. I believe I can. I'm hearing callers into RBN and even hosts saying, oh, we're all the same. We all bleed red, so therefore we're all the same. Well, really, can I bring something to the attention of people that listen to RBN? From domestic violence in Saudi Arabia. Wikipedia. Domestic abuse in Saudi Arabia started to receive public attention in 2004 after a popular television presenter, Rania Albaz, was this severely beaten by her husband and photographed of her bruises and swollen face were published in the press. According to her, her husband beat her, intending to kill her after she answered the phone without his permission. Do we have some different values here? Are we a little different, maybe? I mean, I couldn't dream of, you know, that thought. Violence against women and children in the home was traditionally not seen as a criminal matter in Saudi Arabia until 2013, 4 years ago. Years. They've been around 1,400 years, and they decided 4 years ago they were going to deal with this problem. In 2008, social protection units of Saudi Arabia's version of women's shelters were ordered by Prime Minister to engage in several large Saudi cities. That year, the Prime Minister also ordered the government to draft a national strategy to deal with the domestic violence. Some Saudi royal foundations, such as King Abdulaziz Center for National Dialogue and the King Khalid Foundation, have also led education and awareness efforts against domestic violence. 5 years later, in 2013, 4 years ago, Saudi Arabia launched its first major effort against domestic violence, the No More Abuse Ad campaign. In August 2013, that 4 years ago, Saudi cabinet approved a law making domestic violence a criminal offense for the first time. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It's, you know, just unreal. I keep hearing, the religion of peace. You've got to be kidding. But I can even outdo that. Here, about 30 years ago, I watched Ted Pike's other Israel film, which you can see on the YouTube. It's an hour long. The other Israel, Ted Pike. And I learned there that rabbis actually have it in their holy Talmud that they can violate three-year-old girls. When I read that, I got ill. My stomach...
Oh, you should have.
My stomach churned. You know, I wanted to vomit. And I started out to find out what was true or not. I actually went down and visited Ted Pike's home in Portland, Oregon. I found out from someone that was exposing that the 14th Amendment was not constitutional. He was also from Portland, Oregon, Ted Robert Wongrid, that the Talmud could be found at large universities. Because I had already tried to search, I went to the local libraries and asked for the Talmud. I wanted to see it for myself. I found out that the only thing you can find in public libraries is books written by rabbis about the Talmud for public consumption. So, I found out from this Robert Wongrid that you could find the Talmud, which had been translated into English only about 100 years ago, at large universities. So, I set it up. I was very careful. On a Saturday, I went to a University of Washington library. A library, I understand. They've got five or six libraries at a university. It's huge. It's University of Washington. Anyway, I found out it was absolutely true. Kind of a hard book to read, the Talmud, but absolutely. You know, we're talking about violating three-year-old girls. Like I said, it just made me ill, made me sick. You know, we are all the same. I'm a Christian, and I'm really a conservative Christian. I believe that the man should be the head of the household, but he lays down his life to protect his woman and his children. I mean, it's really a despicable thing when a Christian man does not provide and protect his wife and children. But same time, this might be hard to believe, but I really don't think women should vote, But, you know, a house divided cannot stand because I've seen it in my own house, my mother and my father. My mother was a Democrat. She actually thought the world of Hillary Clinton. My father was a conservative Republican. So what do we have? We all, her vote canceled out his. Not only that, he was afraid to really speak conservative values because, man, she could make life uncomfortable. I mean, she was very much a strong political activist, and I know I could see it that he wanted to express himself, but he was afraid to do so. Anyway, that's enough from me. Over and out. Thank you very much for hearing me.
All right, thank you very much, Wes. We appreciate your call. Okay, take it away, Lori.
I appreciate your thoughts, Wes. I could have sworn there you said you didn't think women should be voting, but hey, you probably get an argument from me on that one. Next, we have Rick in Missouri. Hey.
Good morning,
good morning,
Spencer.
Rick.
How are you? Good morning.
Doing good,
good morning,
buddy.
Yeah, I don't know why women should be able to vote. It doesn't, right? I'm kidding. Yeah, I doubt very much that there is anything intelligent that I can add at this point to the discussion about the Muslims. But I will say this. The people who are promoting this, the globalists, they don't believe in Sharia law, and they don't even...
No.
They don't give a rat's butt whether what happens to Muslims one way or the other, but they're being used as a tool to divide and destroy the fabric of American family life. That's what they're really for.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it says somewhere in Matthew, and I say everything's in Matthew 21. I hope nobody ever checks me. It says, "Do not cast pearls before swine." You know, they just trample them into the ground. And any with regard to trying to integrate anything Sharia into this country, and you've heard this on RBN a thousand times, these things are completely incompatible. They are oil and water. Our society
right.
cannot tolerate Sharia. There's the old joke about the I've heard it said a different way, and I'll do it real quick because a lot of people know it, but just in case there's that one person that doesn't. There's a scorpion standing at the river's edge, can't get across the river, scorpions don't swim, a turtle comes in, puts his foot in the water, and he's getting ready to take off. Scorpion says, "Hey, how about a lift across the river?" And the turtle says, "Yeah, but you got to promise not to sting me." And scorpion says, "Oh, yeah, okay, that's fine." Scorpion climbs up the back of the turtle. They get halfway out in the river. The scorpion stings the turtle right on the back of the neck, and the turtle looks up woefully and says to the scorpion, "Why did you do that? Now we're both going to drown." And the scorpion says, "Hey, I'm a scorpion. That's what I do." If
right.
you think that you're going to find an intelligent way to integrate Muslims into our social fabric with the Constitution and our Christian values, you can forget it. They are
not
the one
happen,
thing
I
and
agree.
One thing only, and that is to stick you in the back of the neck. That's what they're going to do. There's nothing, I mean, it's your fault for putting your pearls in front of the swine. I mean, it's all you're doing. Now, the globalists, they pop up with this load of Bravo Sierra, and they throw it out to you saying, "Well, they just need a hug. They just need a place to live." No, they know what's going to happen. They know exactly what they're doing. They're poisoning the well, and they're doing it on purpose because they want to collapse this country. And this is just another way that can be accomplished. And that is, if, in fact, anything I said was coherent, that is really about all I could say about integrating these people into our society. But I did want to, you know, off air last Saturday, you and I spoke briefly about cryptocurrency, and
right.
This week I found that my brother-in-law has purchased Bitcoin, Ethereum, and what was the third one? I think it was Litecoin. He's trying to grab some Ripple. These things are not all the same.
No.
Of course, they're a crypto, you know, and here's the thing, less than 1% of all of the people, even though they know about gold and silver, less than 1% of all people in this country actually own any. Even fewer have ever heard of cryptocurrency or what it is. Cliff High has some wonderful explanations about what it is and why he feels that it's probably a prudent idea to get you some. However, it is a fascinating subject with many facets. Some people would say, well, you know, it's another fiat currency. That is kind of true, but not really, because what we find here with respect to the cryptocurrency is that it doesn't have a paper counterpart. So the Federal Reserve hasn't managed the ability to control the market on them yet, even though I'm sure they would love to, because it is anti-money. It is everything that the fiat currency isn't. And so from that point of view, they would love to destroy Bitcoin or control it or something. But what we have, oddly enough, is that the 1%ers are the ones driving the value of Bitcoin and all the other cryptos up at a dizzying pace because they're getting in. And I think you and I opined that they are diversifying, taking their stolen dollars and trying to figure out a way to diversify it before the dollar. Well, we opined that such might be the case, that if the dollar was going to collapse, these people might be in a mad panic to get away from the dollar and diversify into things like gold, silver, land, art, diamonds, cryptocurrencies. So Cliff High has some best explanations of it. Apparently the way it's done is you set up an account with a coin with an exchange. You give them your dollars and then you can buy Bitcoin. So a little like PayPal there. But I wanted to encourage everybody to take a look at it and see if it's something that you might find of value. As a mild explanation, I would say the Bitcoins are stored in your Bitcoin wallet, which is in your phone, and it can be spent on anything, just like you use a credit card or PayPal. Yeah, but it can be used all across the world. Japan is, 300 or 3,000 businesses now accept Bitcoin. So I think it's going to get to be the wave of the future. Ethereum's a little different in that it's being embraced by the really, really big companies, like the big banks.
Microsoft is one of them.
Yes, they are setting themselves up in Ethereum as well. And it begs the question, why are they hiring IT crews and setting themselves up in this way? You know, what are they up to? What is it that they know that we don't? That's what always worries me a little bit, is, you know, what does smart money know that I don't know? So I would be curious. I would be very, very curious, and I'll be watching it, of course, eagerly to see, you know, if I can figure out what's going on. But I did want to encourage RBN listeners, because, you know, they're the brightest of the brightest, and I want to encourage them to maybe, if nothing else, go to YouTube, look at some of the Cliff High explanations, and see if there isn't a way that maybe you want a little Bitcoin or a little Ripple or a little NEM or one of the, you know, you can buy some of the littler ones for 30 or 40 bucks a share. Maybe look into it and see if it's something for you.
Hey, Rick, I got a question for you. I've been, since we talked last Saturday, I've been thinking this out. Now, do you see in the future, maybe not the near future, but in the future, these various companies amalgamating, you know, Bitcoin and the others, into one currency? I've got a feeling that's the way it's eventually going to go. What's your opinion?
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because what what Cliff High said with regard to that is that technology, you can't hide it. Technology and IT, it's right there in your face. All these people ever do is the minute they see a good idea on somebody else's, in somebody else's platform, they simply take it and they incorporate it. So, yes, in a way, they're merging right now because any decent idea, any worthwhile idea is being immediately swiped or incorporated. So, yeah, I think, yes, in large part, yes, I believe that is going to be the case.
Yeah, to me, that's the logical conclusion. Rick, you're welcome to hang on through the break, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back in 3 minutes.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning to Rural Survival here on RBN, and today is caller's choice. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. And we are speaking with Rick in Missouri right now. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, well, I will just add one more caveat to this discussion. Back in the 50s and 60s, if you were one of those people that got into the stock market, and if you were real conservative and you bought, let's say, the Dow 30, it rose at a rate of about 10.7% year-over-year average. So you could count on making that kind of money. If you were a little more aggressive and you wanted to take a little bit more risk, you could have invested in the Standard & Poor's, which rose at a rate of more like 15%. Over the last 20 or 30 years, these investment firms have figured out that they don't have to let you do that. They found various ways to basically swipe that money. If you ever take a look at these investment counselor advisors, I mean, these are the people who are buying the Ferraris and the Bugattis and the Rolls Royces.
Right.
And that's not their money you're buying that with. That's your money they're buying it with. So basically the days of being able to count on making a retirement by investing in the stock market, that stuff has gone by the wayside. And what's going on with that is those one percenters that swipe that money, they're sitting on that, but they're getting nervous because, you know, they all smell blood in the water. They know that fiat currencies tend to collapse after around 200 years. They know our fiat currency went from being worth a dollar to being worth about 2 cents. They know this thing's long in the tooth. They're waiting. You know, one shoe fell, they're waiting for the other. And they're looking for a way out. And in the last 90 days, Ripple and NEM, Bitcoin's probably doubled. NEM and Ripple have gone up like 60-fold in 3 months.
Right.
And there's a reason for that. It's the bid and it's the ask. Somebody is buying the snot out of these things, and it's a lot of money going in there. And you have to ask yourself, why? You have to ask
yourself. Rick, I've got a question for you on this cryptocurrency.
You have to ask yourself why that is. Something is happening, and I don't know what it is. As a safety net, you could buy some of the less expensive cryptocurrencies. And I'm not saying sell the farm and buy this stuff. I'm just saying, you know, buy a little as an insurance policy. Just think about it. That was really kind of all I kind of wanted to suggest there.
All right, now I got a question for you, Rick, on this cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Are the people that run these organizations, please hang on to the top of the hour, Rick. I got a serious question for you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes. Call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.